Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour, and I just wanted to say hello and bring you up to snuff on what we're doing. And what I'm doing is that I am in Philadelphia, and I'm dedicating to my show to my cousin, my wonderful cousin, and she's not feeling well, so I took a trip down 350 miles to be with her and to give her a lot of love and healing. So what I need tonight, if you would please do it for me, I've given a lot of love out. Could you please send love and prayers to my cousin Sandy? We need to give her a lot of love. And so that's what we need tonight. What we're going to be talking about tonight, which is really important, is a lot of compassion and understanding. And I think it's really important that we understand about what's going on with that and why I brought it up so many times. In my massage room, as I'm working, the energy has shifted so many different times to higher levels. And last week, when I was on the Fred Bell Show, not this weekend, but last weekend, what happened was is that as I put up the flamethrower, the energy went to crystal. It went to pure crystal liquid in the room. It filled up the room almost three-quarters of the way. It stopped at the master crystal. And it stayed there and filled up the room, and the light was tremendously strong. I had a figure, a humanoid figure or an angel. I'm just not sure. I haven't talked to it yet or even transpired some energy to it. But what happened was is that 2 days afterwards, the other wall had opened up. And the energy came through the wall and filled up the other end of the wall. And as soon as as soon as both ends of the walls filled up the room, tremendous light came into the room. The light must have been about 4 or 5 feet around, and there were two figures, one on one end and one on the other end. And the energies were so strong that it was really, really great to look at, and we had a lot of fun. Even the clients, there was tremendous energy in the room, and we had a lot of fun in the room, and healings were happening so fast that week. It was really, really great to see that. And I was talking to Fred about it, and he says, that's some new energy that's coming in, so enjoy it. And, of course, I do. So it's really been a lot of fun to use, and the energies that are coming in now are even stronger than we thought of, and it's what we need to do is to keep our minds open. The more that you let go, the more that you'll receive in terms of energy and love and light and compassion. Very important to let go and to receive all the love that you possibly can, because now we're going into the age of Aquarius, and it's very important that we let go as much as possible, because the energies are going to be so strong that it will heal you and help you as much as possible. So I'm down here in Philadelphia, and it's absolutely gorgeous. It's 80 degrees down here. And they're having the Pantan races down here, so it's been quite busy. And sometimes I go downtown. The Cezanne at the Art Museum is really great. I haven't had a chance to get in there today because it was so busy I couldn't even get close to the Art Museum. But what I would highly suggest, if you can, is we're going to go through a meditation tonight. And I'm going to feed this new energy as much as possible as I can. You're going to start feeling light coming from both ends, which means that you're going to feel it from heaven and from earth. So what will happen is that the energies that were coming in the room were from heaven and earth. And I think what you'll feel is a tremendous amount of love and openness. So what we need to do for the first few minutes is just let the energy just fill the room. And what's happening now is that you should be able to feel a crystal type of light filtering through, and also the energy, the white light is coming down from heaven. So allow that to open up around you. Good. Good. Just focus on nothing. Allow yourself to feel the energy that is slowly going through you. Now, what's going to happen is things are going to open up. You're going to see some darkness, and that darkness is actually leaving you. So what we're going to be doing is allowing the light to come in. That's it. Now, what's happening now is that everybody that's listening and everybody that's going through a meditation with me is starting to see a lot of darkness, and that darkness is lifting out of you. So what we're doing is allowing that to happen, and it should be a lot of fun. So let's just do that. That's it. Good. Very good. Okay, what I need you to do is just let go. Let that darkness go. That's it. Just let it go. You should be seeing light filtering through now. That's it. That's wonderful. You should feel more centered and more grounded right now. There you go. Now you're starting to open up to more energy, so allow that to happen. I hope you guys don't mind if I walk you through this. That's it. You should be feeling the light in your face. And you should be feeling it pretty strong. That's wonderful. Allow it to funnel down. It's going down. That's it. People that need to be grounded are being grounded right now. Your mind should be much clearer. That's it. That's wonderful. There should be a lot less brain chatter, which means that sometimes we think of 50,000 things a minute, and what's happening is that's going, and your mind should be very, very clear right now. That's wonderful. Allow yourself to feel all this new energy. Good. Okay, I'm going to be silent for about 30 seconds. Just enjoy this energy. Let it open you up. Let it go through you and funnel through. Just let go. I'm going to be quiet right now. Now, the energies, if you take a look at your hands, you guys that are capable of seeing energy, in the center of your palms should be bright white light right now, both left and right palms, and the feet should be opening. You should be able to feel a lot of light coming through the top of your head, going down through the bottom of your feet. And what I'm going to do is to hold my hand out. You should be able to feel that energy going through your feet. And what I'm doing is just compressing it a little bit so you can feel that energy. And the more I compress it, the more energy you're going to feel. So that's what it feels like. You're completely open. That's really lovely to do. And it doesn't take much to do this. You have the ability to do these kind of energies as long as it's given to you right now. These energies will help you. The energies are much more compassionate because what's happening is that you're opening up to a lot more love and a lot more awareness around you. And that's wonderful. If you want, you can step outside or take a look at the plants in your house. You'll see that the colors are much brighter and much finer and much more clear in detail, and also your minds should be a lot clearer and more in detail. So please, somebody call me. Let me know how they feel. As I said, this is all new energy that's coming in, so it's going to be very, very crisp and very clear. So I just hope that you enjoy this kind of energy. Just take a few minutes out each day, either 20 minutes or an hour or even 5 minutes as we've done here, and just sit and meditate and allow that energy to just fill you with love and light. And what I was thinking about was actually nothing, but what we were doing was grounding you and making you clearer. I think it's really good to do. I hope you guys are enjoying this kind of energy. What we can do tonight also is that if anybody needs a healing, please don't hesitate to call us. You guys know the phone numbers. I'm pretty well sure you do. I'm sorry I don't have them with me again. I'm in Philadelphia, but I'm very well sure that most of you do have the phone numbers to call in, and I'm more than happy to help you with any kind of healing that you might need or anything that we can do to help you and sustain more. So anyhow, getting back to what we need to do with this love is that with our families and with the people around us, remember that they need a lot of love also. So the love that we have inside of us, we can share that. And you don't have to be afraid of ever running out of that love. That love is given to you, and it's given to whoever else that you are attached to in terms of love, and you'll never run out of that energy. That energy comes right from heaven, and it always will be there with you, and it will sustain you through some tough times. And we are going through some tough economic times, but what we need to do is please is let go of all that kind of stress. We don't need that stress in our lives. The more we think about love, the more we think about compassion and understanding, the clearer our minds will be, and things will turn around for us a lot quicker. So I think it's very important that we use this kind of love and give it to everybody that around us that could use it, our children, our friends. You don't really have to work hard at it. You should be able to feel the energies in your chest. You should be able to feel very clear now. So it should help you tremendously, and you should be able to use that kind of energy on whoever you want to. Now, what I do in my massage room and what I've done tonight is that we're making you clearer, and your aura becomes clearer. So what we're doing is that when you... Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Well, my name is Ken Jedrick, calling from Tallahassee.
Oh, hi, Ken. How you doing? What can I help you with?
To let you know, I have a gold-plated receptor with a synthetic emerald.
Yes.
And it's doing pretty well for me, but I still have some problems that... the restless leg syndrome and some unusual discomfort in my right leg.
Okay. I can see the energy there, yes. I'm attached to it right now. What I'm doing is opening open you up even more. Allow that energy to flow through you. That's it. Good. You should be able to feel that energy flowing through you, can't you?
Yes, I feel a current.
But I'm glad you feel the current. That's great. That's great. How does that feel to you?
It feels good. It feels kind of cleansing.
Yes. Yes. I want you to do me a favor. Would you do me a favor?
Sure.
Okay. I want you to say, I breathe in the breath of God, and just breathe that energy through your body.
I believe in the breath of God.
That's it. Oh, boy, you should be able to feel that going down your back and your legs. How does that feel?
My right leg is tingling. My left leg is tingling. I had some twitching in my face now that's tingling now.
How's it doing?
It's staying with me.
It should be getting stronger. I breathe in the breath of God. Just breathe it right in. Allow that energy to go into where it needs to go. Don't try to direct it. That's it. Oh, good. Good. That's clearing your spine. That's really, really good.
I usually direct according to different modalities. We'll breathe in through your crown chakra and out through your heart chakra, et cetera, but this is not directed.
What you want to do is not directed. What you need to do is breathe in the energy and allow the energy to go where it needs to go. In other words, you don't have to breathe through your crown chakra. You don't have to breathe through your heart. All you need to do is allow that energy to flow through you. So as you're saying, I breathe in the breath of God, God is flowing that energy through you to where he wants to put it, not where you want to put it or anybody else. Do you follow what I'm saying to you?
Yes.
Good. I breathe in the breath of God. Just allow that energy to flow through you. What I need you to do is give up your thought. Just give up your thought and allow the energy to flow even stronger through you. That's it. You're going to have a lot of black pouring out of you, so allow that to come out. That's it. You should be able to feel that energy flowing through your spine and through your legs. Can you feel that?
I feel mostly in my upper body.
What you need to do is to let go. Allow yourself to let go and let that energy go through you freely. I breathe in the breath of God and just let that energy flow where it needs to go. Your mind should be very clear at this point. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Do you feel more solidly grounded?
Yes, I do.
Good. You should be very clear in your mind. Can you feel that also?
Yes, I feel very clear, but I immediately start to worry because seems like my subconscious likes to engage the energy all the time, just for, not for any reason, just to engage it.
I think what you need to do is allow yourself to do whatever your super consciousness wants to do. what's happening is God is putting that energy through you. What you need to do is not try to direct anything. The reason that you're clear and the reason that you're grounded and the reason that your mind doesn't have the brain chatter right now is that you're allowing that to go through you without any equivocation. So what you need to do is just allow yourself to let go. So what you need to do now is just let go and allow that energy to flow through you freely. I breathe in the breath of God. Yes, I hear you, Lord. What he wants you to do, okay, this is very simple. I want you to breathe through your eyes. And what you're going to do is that, are you wearing glasses?
No, they're off.
Pardon me?
No, I have them off.
Okay, good. What I want you to do is just open your mouth, breathe, and you're going to feel cool air going through your eyes. Just do that technique, please.
In through my eyes and out through my mouth?
No, just breathe through your eyes and allow it to come out where it wants to come out. Give up the control. That's it. You should feel that going down the back of your spine now and into your back. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Okay. Can you feel that going down the back of your legs?
Yes, I feel some.
Good. I'll keep on breathing. Okay, I'm getting a voice telling me to tell you to sit down.
Okay, I'm already seated. I was going to stand up.
Okay. If you want to just sit down a minute because I'm getting the word to sit down. What they want you to do, there's a lot of angels around you right now, and they're sent right by God. What you need to do is just let everything go and allow them to do the work for you. There's at least 20 angels around you already. 30. 40. Just allow that to, they're helping you. Now each angel has an individual job. So you have 40 different angels working on you at one time, and they're all doing a different job for you. That's it. You should feel a lot of energy going through you now. Can you feel that? Are you in a happier state of mind right now?
Yes, I am. I think about angels pretty often, so I think about angels pretty often, so I just automatically go into that state of willingness.
Good. What you need to do is let everything go. Allow them to do what they need to do. They're sending you a lot of love and compassion. You should feel a lot of compassion going through you now. That's heavenly love. Wow, that's strong. What they're telling me to tell you is get out of your own way. You have to be gentle with yourself. These are words that I'm hearing. I'm just passing them to you.
Okay.
Be very gentle. That's wonderful. How does that feel to you now? That should feel a lot better.
Yes, I feel more at ease in places where I don't usually get to feel at ease too often.
Right. Do me a favor. Why don't you stand up and walk around? I'm getting a loud yes and feel that energy walking through you or going through you. How does it feel now? You feel a lot lighter. You're not carrying so much weight around.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Good. What I would highly suggest is to do that technique, I breathe in the breath of God. Now, let me explain to you how that works. Allow yourself to let go. What happens is God is sending you energy. Everybody wants to direct the energy through the heart, through the chakras, through the mind, through everywhere. Allow God to do what he needs to do specifically. We don't know his ways. We don't understand why he does what he does. But allow him to just send the energy where he wants it to go, not where we want it to go. Do you follow what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
Good. That's very, very important to do. You should be feeling a lot clearer. Would you do me a favor?
Okay.
Would you hold out your hand like I'm shaking your hand? Just hold it. I'm going to pass you energy through your fingertips. You should be able to feel this energy. Can you feel that in your fingertips as I'm putting my hand in your aura? Can you feel that?
In one finger, yes.
Good.
It was pretty intense there for a moment.
Yeah, well, we're going to move it a little closer. How does it feel now?
It just feels like you're now at the heel of my hand, at my wrist.
Yes. What's happening is that the energy is going through your fingertips to your wrist. If I back off, you should feel that right in your fingertips now. Can you feel that?
Yes, in my right hand is starting to feel. I'm holding the phone with my right hand, and it feels it too.
Good. What we're doing is showing you that your aura, where are you calling from?
Tallahassee,
Florida. So you're about 1,300 miles from here. That's your aura. The aura is eternal. And you're feeling the energy from your aura 1,300 miles away, and that's pretty strong. So what I might suggest to you is that the more you let go, the more you'll receive energy. So be joyous in your heart. Allow yourself to feel the compassion that's going through you. What we've done tonight, and I'll try to explain to you what we've done, we're, as a matter of fact, it's happening right now. Your blood is being cleansed. And everything else in your body is being worked on. The atomic structure, the cellular structure, everything's being worked on right this second. It should be done in less than a minute. That really feels wonderful to me. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I feel feel cheerful. I wanted to ask you about one time you asked someone to lean forward and to kind of find a balancing point. Is that all there is to it? What were the full instructions on that?
What you would like to do is stand in the light. That's what you're asking me to do. Okay, why don't you lean forward a little bit? That's it. Now, what I want you to do is very slowly lean back. Right there. Can you feel the energy flowing right through you, right down to your feet?
It's a little bit slow getting to my feet. It's just arriving now at my calves.
Right.
And
what's
happening is
you're standing in perfect access. Axis, A-X-I-S. Okay, what we can do for you is this. You're standing in perfect access. Right in front of you, put out your hand about a foot and a half, and you'll feel tremendous energy out there. That's it. How does that energy feel about a foot and a half in front of you?
Since I am used to a lot of energy, not that it's been in any coherent form, I feel like it's, if you could say it was in a very quiet,
what I would like you to do, what I want you to do is, what I want you to do is walk, hello?
Yes?
I want you to walk right into that light. That's it.
Okay.
Good. That's it right there. How does that feel to you? There you go.
It feels okay.
Just
starting to tingle a little bit.
Just enjoy it. Just stand there and enjoy the light. You don't have to talk. Just enjoy it.
Can I do this anytime?
Excuse me?
Can I do this anytime?
Yes, absolutely. That light is there for you.
Can I say if I'm sitting or if I'm stuck in one place, can I just imagine it merging with me, or do I have to walk into it?
You have to walk into it.
Okay.
Put your hand out in front of you. You'll feel the light and then just walk right into it. That's it. God wants to make everything easy for us. We're the ones that make it difficult for us. All you need to do is just do everything as easy and as simply as you possibly can. Don't make it harder than it isn't. That feels much better. How does it feel to you?
It feels great.
Good.
Do you have any feelings about the color of the stone I'm using and the receptor I have?
You're talking about the emerald that's in your nuclear receptor now?
Right.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put zircon energy into, I'm going to try a couple different stones. What I'm going to do is take a zircon energy and put it into your emerald energy and see where that goes. So just stand there just quietly and allow me to do that for you. That's it. Now it's changing colors. Can you feel the vibration going up in your body?
Yes.
Good. Good. All right, let's try a different stone. Let's try blue sapphire. I'm just going to take that energy and turn it back into your emerald. That's it. Good. Now we're going to take the blue sapphire. No, that's not good for you. I think the stone of choice for you would be the zircon. Unless you can afford a diamond. but I think I would start with a zircon first.
No, you can't quite afford a diamond. What's the process then of getting the zircon?
You can go to your jeweler, have them take out. Do you have a solid silver necklace, or you have a gold necklace?
I have a gold one.
Okay. Have them take out the emerald.
It's not the solid
Just the gold plated one.
It's the cheapest gold one you had, I think.
Okay, was it $169 or $179?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to have to call Dr. Fred and order another necklace with zircon. That one will not change. You can only buy the $179 necklace, and the stones won't change in that. So what you need to do is call Dr. Fred and ask them to change that and buy yourself a receptor with a zircon in it.
Will they be able to give you a credit on the old necklace?
Oh, no. The necklace, what I would highly suggest is to give that to somebody in your family.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let somebody wear it and let them use it and enjoy it. But you definitely need zircon.
And what metal should the necklace be?
Well, if you wanted to get a solid silver one, they're about $700, I think. I don't know if you can afford that or not, but that would certainly make a big difference.
No, it would have to be the best I could. I don't even know when this will be able to happen, but the best I can do currently.
Yeah, if you want to get the $179 necklace, that'll last you for quite some time.
And get the silver or the gold?
Get the silver plated or the gold plated, yes.
Oh, either one? Okay.
Probably a little higher. Gold is always a higher energy. It's a warmer energy.
Right. That's what I feel, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to take up too much more of your time. I was just wondering what your feelings are about Dr. Bell making something available, more things available for the economically challenged people. People don't have as many.
I think things will be coming out with him. He's always trying to find different things that he can work on and to help people as much as he can. And I think that necklace that you buy, when you put on that zircon, that'll change the energy tremendously, and it'll help you in areas that you really want to grow, such as spirituality. It'll also cleanse your mind and your body for you even more. You can also buy a head pyramid. You know which pyramids I'm talking about?
Yes. I was thinking before I think I would I probably would need portamid for the bed more than anything.
The portamid really does work. I just ordered a portamid from Fred, and he tells me it'll be wonderful. So that's what I'm waiting for now to get in. So it should be a lot of fun. So if you're thinking about a portamid, save your bucks, and I would definitely buy one. I know that I have three of the head pyramids, and when I'm not wearing them, I put it on my fruit at home, you know, like apples or oranges or bananas, and it actually keeps them fresh.
The bed is, like, pretty high. It's a king bed with a big heavy mattress, so it's going to be pretty high.
Yeah, I bought a 10-foot pyramid for my king-size bed. So I think that should be fine. I don't know what they cost. All I did was tell them to order it, so I'm not familiar how much it is. I'll have to pay for it when I get it, but I just tell him to order it, and he does. So, give him a buzz, find out how much it is, because I really don't know. It can't be that much.
The sides come straight down from the edge of the bed?
Yes, the sides actually come, they're 10 feet wide. So, and 10 feet high and 10 feet wide. So it's a perfect pyramid. And he says he loves his. So I've been thinking about buying one, so that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, my ceiling, I think, goes up to about 9 feet.
Yeah. Ask him to, if he can send you one about 9 feet. So what you'll need to do is just talk to him. I don't know that much about it other than I ordered one, so I can't really give you an idea what they do. I know that they do work, but how they work, I don't know yet.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time and all of your help.
Oh, absolutely. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. But try to let go more. It's very important for you to let go. The techniques are good, but, you know, if I'm working, let me give you an idea of what I do. If I'm working on somebody and I get in my head that somebody's telling me to do 5 strokes on somebody's back or their leg, I will do 5 strokes, not 6 or 4 or 10. I will do 5 strokes because evidently there's something that that person needs with each stroke. So that's what I do. And if I'm told that somebody has got a problem in their left ear, and I hear a voice tell me that you have to pinch the right small toe to release the ear, I will do that. I follow everything right to the letter. So what you need to do is just open up more, allow things to go, and listen to the voice of silence. It's the most powerful voice on the planet.
Right.
Yes.
Pardon me?
As long as it's life-affirming.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm in a Catholic prayer group, and we do centering prayer, and we're kind of thrilled that the Catholics are picking it up, but it's we concentrate on the silence of God, and that's pretty neat.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful, because that's where it's all at. That's where it's all at. The voice of silence, as I say, is the most powerful voice on the planet. So you're doing great, man. It doesn't matter what religion you are, as long as you have religion in your heart, which is God.
Right. Do you have anything special to tell me about the restless leg syndrome that I expect? I take medication for it, of course, every night, or else I wouldn't be able to get to sleep. Anything in particular? Just look forward to the zircon when I get it.
Good. Do you have paper and pencil right there?
Just a moment. Okay,
these two messages I'm going to give you, I'm hearing them from God. Be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am. Repeat that, please.
Be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am.
Absolutely. The truth to me is very profound. It is a balance. A flower. A key to my soul. Of never-ending love to myself. That will help you tremendously.
The truth to me is very profound.
It is a balance. A flower. A key to my soul.
A flower, a key to my soul.
Of never-ending love to myself. Repeat that to me, please.
A key to my soul. Of never-ending love to myself?
Of never-ending love to myself. The truth to me is very profound.
Okay, you want to make sure to repeat that? Tell me if I've got this right. The truth to me is very profound. It is a balance, a flower, a key to my soul of never-ending love to myself.
To myself. Learn from that. Okay? It's already 5 minutes to... Actually, 10 minutes of. I need to get somebody else on the phone in case they need some help.
All right. Thank you very much, and God bless.
You're a long way. Absolutely. God bless you. Take care now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's always nice to speak to somebody, even if they take the hour. It's important that we learn to be as compassionate as we can with everybody. And to do as much as we can with everybody, because we can learn. We learn from everybody. I learned a lot from him, that compassion is needed in his life. And the more compassion that I need to be able to handle that and to be able to give him as much love as I possibly can. So there's a lot to learn when you talk to people, and to be as kind as you possibly can. That's what life is all about, and it's really a lot of fun to do. So anyhow, it's always a pleasure being with you guys. If there's somebody else out there that needs some help, please don't hesitate to call. We have, we're just about out of time. I've got about 3 more minutes. What I'm going to do is I want to thank you for sending a lot of love to my cousins. Sandy, that was very kind of you to do. I can feel it flowing through me and flowing, I presume she can feel it flowing through her. So what I'm going to do is it's about 7 minutes to 7, and I just want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart to be able to send me that kind of love and to my cousin. I really appreciate it, and I send you back the same. I send you back to love. Now, have a good evening tomorrow. Oh, yes. Sure. Hello?
Hello, Steve?
Hi.
Hi. I'm new to BBS Radio. I heard you a week or so ago and would love to get some help. I was just told by another reader in just a quick consultation that I have the beginning of.
Yeah, write down this phone number, honey, and you can call me back after the show, because
okay.
I need to say good evening to everybody. But you can call me right after the show when we get off the air, okay?
Sure.
Let me give you the phone number. It's 585.
Mm-hmm.
585-746-8321.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Everybody, I just want to say goodbye. Thank you so much. Love and light. And I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.